Good morning, people of God. This is your host today of the Regina Perkins Show. This is Regina Perkins herself. Thank you all for joining me this morning. Thank you all for logging on. Thank you all for coming in to hear what it is that the Spirit of the Lord has to say this morning. I want to bless you all this morning. I hope I find you in good spirits. I hope the Lord is blessing you real good. He's definitely blessing me. And I just want to bless God for you this morning on this Friday morning. I thank you all this morning for joining in just to hear a short word from the Lord and something that had dropped in my heart and on my spirit. I thank you all for still listening in and coming on the show. You can also go and follow my show on the, let me go ahead and give you the preliminaries because I don't know what's going to happen by the end of this broadcast, but you can go and follow the Regina Perkins Show on Facebook. You can follow me on also my personal page, Regina Perkins, and also on Instagram. So you guys follow that. You can go listen to the archives. The Regina Perkins Show is on over 7 different platforms. You got it on iTunes, Spotify. You have it on Overcast, Pocket Cast. It's on Google. It's on Spreaker, of course. It's on, it's on anywhere that there's a podcast, you will find the Regina Perkins Show. It's on iHeartRadio. It's on Radio Public. So, you know, if you guys want to listen in to some of the old archives, Regina Perkins Show, I've been doing it for 2 years now. So there are archives there that we've been doing and hanging out with this show for a long time. So I bless you all. And I just want to come on and bless you with this short word of encouragement this morning. As I was meditating and getting ready to pray this morning, the Lord just quickened my spirit. And I heard him say a word to me, just 2 words to me. And I heard him say growing pains. And I was like, wow, okay, God. And God began to, I knew what God was alluding to, because when I woke up this morning, there were some things that was kind of bothering my spirit. And there were things that just, that I would just kind of, you know, was just like asking the Lord about, you know. Sometimes the enemy, the enemy is being the enemy and he's doing what he does. The Bible says he don't get off of his job. His job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so we're the ones that sit back and watch him, because the Bible says he's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Not saying that he can devour you, but he seeks whom he may devour. So that means that there is, he can't devour everybody. If the Lord wouldn't have put that word may in there, if he could devour everybody. So that means that there's something about you. There's something that is, there's a deficiency somewhere. There is an attraction and something that you are doing that will make the enemy susceptible to devour you. So I want you to know that scripture is letting you know, even though he's walking around as a roaring lion, he's not a roaring lion, but as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may. So he's looking for the weak ones, in other words. He's looking for those who are slack. He's looking for those who have lost a degree of their faith. He's looking for those where he can come in and sow seeds of depression and oppression. And he's looking for that weak person, that somewhere that person has become faint. And that's the person that he looks for so he may devour. Oh, my God. Come on, listen to me. Listen to me. So as the Lord spoke those 2 words to me, growing pains, he said, Regina, some of the things, and even some of my brothers and sisters here, some of the things that you are facing, some of the things that you are dealing with are just growing pains. Thank God that it's growing pains and that I'm just not stagnant. Thank God that it's pains that are happening to me because of the growth and what God is bringing you to and what God is pushing you to. And I'm guilty because in the last year or so, there was so much coming at me far as warfare and things that were happening around me that it hindered me from doing the things that God had called me to do. But God told me this morning, he said, Regina, I want you to write down, God called you regardless, ... fill in the blanks. And what he meant by that is he was saying, God called you regardless of no matter what happened on last week. God called you regardless of the divorce that you may have faced. God called you regardless of what your children may be doing that's not in line with God. God called you regardless of whatever has happened that is traumatic or something that has happened that has tried to throw you off track, God still called you. There will never be a time where God will tell you that it don't matter what you're going through. And it's not the fact that God is not concerned about you, what you're going through. It's not that he doesn't have compassion, because the Bible says we don't have a high priest that does not have the feeling of our infirmities. The Bible says he was tempted in all points as we are, but yet without sin. But he knows what we're going through. He understands. Jesus feels, because he put on an earth suit and he came to the earth so he can walk through and live in our humanness and walk in humanity. So he knows what it feels like when the pressures of life begin to beat at you. But God also, on the other hand, wants you to know, because I am with you, because I walk with you, I talk with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. He wants you to know that I still called you. And the enemy will try to bring you to a place where you begin to disqualify your own self. You begin to tell yourself that, well, because of all of these things I'm going through, you know, God can't possibly use me. Because the enemy, not only sometimes when he takes you through things and things that come against us in our life, just life in general, sometimes those things are made public. Sometimes those things humiliate us. And not only do we go through these things in private, but there are some things that become open and for the whole world to see. And in our own minds, we become ashamed and embarrassed of what is happening in our life. And we sometimes tuck away and we try to hide. Oh my God. But God said, I called you regardless. And it is the thing that the devil wants to stop your mouth. He wants to stop your forward movement. He wants to stop your progression. He wants you to give up, because as you go through these growing pains, as you go through these seasons of refinement, as you go through these times, hallelujah, where God is molding and shaping you. And let the Lord mold and shape you. Like he said, like he told Jeremiah, he said, go down to the potter's house so I can show you what I'm doing with you. He said, the potter, he watched the potter as he created a work upon the wheel. And when the potter made a mistake in molding the clay, the Bible says he hit the clay because it was marred in the hands of the potter. Oh, bless the name of God. So God is molding you. God is shaping you. God is doing the work within you. You can't choose the pathway that he takes you on. We can't choose our trials. Wouldn't it be something if we could say, God, I'll choose number one. I'll go through that. I'll choose number two. Or you know what? Tell you what, take that one off and I'll go through that over there. Wouldn't that be magnificent if we could do that? But see, God knows we will never be honest with ourselves, because the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and wicked. Who shall know it? God knows what you need. God knows when you need just a little bit more pressure. God knows when you need some more of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless God this morning. I praise God, because even as I was saying, God, growing pains, growing pains, growing pains. God led me this morning. He said, but I went, when I got ready to pray also, he said, you know what? I went to Periscope and I said, wow, there's a young woman that I listen to sometimes and she does prayer early in the morning. And I was like, wow, I missed it. And so as I went to listen to her prayer this morning, there was another live broadcast that was going on Periscope by Bishop Samuel R. Blakes. And I said, let me stop and hear what the bishop is saying this morning. And as I clicked that, he began to talk about a diamond. And for a whole entire 20 minutes, he teached on a diamond. Now, I know many of you heard and know about how the diamond is and how it's created and the pressure that it goes through and all of that. But when I begin to listen to what made it so profound to me is because some of my covenant sisters and some of the women that's in a group of women, a women's group that I'm in, they begin to tell me when I joined, when I was asked to be a part of the group, they said, you know, we all got nicknames and you know, sometimes we call each other stuff, you know, just for fun or whatever. So, and they said, we're going to call you Diamond. I'm like, why you going to call me that? You know? And so this morning when I woke up with that, in my head, when I woke up this morning with that little tinge of God, what's going on? You know, God, when is this and when is that? And when God led me that, he said, and I saw that teaching with him talking about the diamond, it's like God was confirming to me, I hear you. I hear you because you're going through that process. That's I'm making you and who you are supposed to be. But God wanted us to know this morning, I called you regardless. It don't matter what people think about you. See, because I went through that period too. Concerned about what folk think and how will they accept me, you know. And God is calling me to a different station in life. He's calling me to a higher place in Him. And I was concerned, well, they don't accept women. They, you know, they don't believe in women apostles. They don't believe in what. And God said, I didn't ask you what the people believed in. I told you that this is what I called you regardless. And some of us need to look at our lives today. And we need to tell ourselves, God called you regardless of whatever. It don't matter what nobody else thinks. It don't matter if they think you disqualified. God wants you to wake up. He wants you to come out of that place where you've hid yourself. He wants you to come out of that place where you have disqualified your own self. Because God said, whom I choose, they qualify. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to be encouraged and lift your head up. He said, lift your head up, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. So I just wanted to leave this short word with you today and let you know that God called you regardless. I hope that blessed some of you today. I want you to meditate on that word. I want you to look at it and know that God has a plan for your life. And no matter what you face today, no matter how disconcerting concerning some things are in your life, God wants to seal you today and give you His peace. He wants to give you His joy. He wants to give you strength. Because as you continue to walk this journey, sometimes we can lose our way. Sometimes we can lose our strength. But today I pray for a fresh wind of faith to blow over you. I pray that God will just ignite your spirit and that you would feel His love again. That you would feel His concern about you. He said, I will perfect those things that concern you. God called you regardless. Praise God. You have a blessed morning.